Well, welcome back to Brashear.
Welcome back to the tournament. This is Josiah Belzer, and I'll be bringing you the Brashear Macon County Boys action. Starting lineups here in a second. Starting for the Raiders, number 11, Zach Martin. Number 21, Andy Thompson. Number 22, Josh Bailey. Number 23, Josh Lusher. And number 32, Joey Pate. Starting for Brashear, number 31, Matt Thomas. Number 33, Kylie Watson. Number 35, Jacob Shipman. Number 41, Ryan Ferdig. And number 45, Kale Watson. In case you missed it, Brashear girls just defeated Macon County girls 61-47. Hopefully I'll be being joined by my color man, Jay Scudder, here in a second. Jumping off will be Josh Bailey for Macon County and Kel Watson for Brashear. And Brashear wins the tip-off. Matt Thomas bringing it. Pass to Kel Watson at the three-point line on the corner. Pass to Jacob Shipman at the free-throw line. Matt Thomas has it at the three-point line to Ryan Ferdig at the top of the key. Kel Watson drive, kicks it out to Ryan Ferdig for the shot, and he makes it. Macon County bringing it up the court. Martin in the trap. Almost stolen away by Brashear. Matt Thomas gets the steal. Jacob Shipman bringing it up the court. Pass off. Pass to Kel Watson. Kicks it out to Matt Thomas. Pass to Kyle Watson at the top of the key. Kicks it to Kel Watson for three. No good. Rebounded by Macon County. Ryan Ferdig with the foul. Andy Thompson pulled down the rebound, and Ferdig just grabbed him on the hand. Macon County inbounds the ball. Joey Pate bringing it up the right side of the court. Drives in on Shipman. Kicks it out to Thompson. Puts it up. Misses. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Puts it off to his brother. Brings it up the court. Who gives it off to Matt Thomas at the top of the key. Bring it left side of the court. To Jacob Shipman, top of the key. Kel Watson back to Jacob Shipman, top of the key, into the corner. Back to the top of the key. Kel Watson on the right side. Gives it to Matt Thomas, back to the key. And Joey Pate with the steal. Joey Pate with the steal and puts it up right over Matt Thomas at the other end. Poor pass by Thomas. Brings it up the court on the left side. Top of the key to Shipman. Gets it to Kale Watson. Back to Jacob Shipman for three. Good. Inbounded to Joey Pate. Brings it up the left side of the court. Dribbles to the top of the key. Kicks it to Bailey. Gives it out to Thompson. Thinks about the three. Penetration by Bailey. He goes up for the shot and makes it. Right over Watson. Matt Thomas bringing up the court. To Kale Watson in the right side. Jacob Shipman in the corner for three. And it's good again. Folks, you might see a little bit of Jacob Shipman on fire tonight. Joe Pate bringing up the court. Dribble drives. up and in for the layup. Matt Thomas playing point guard tonight. Justin Hazen is not playing. Matt Thomas has right side, passes to Watson in the corner. Penetration, gives it into his brother. Jacob Shipman for three. That's three threes, fellas, by Jacob Shipman. Minn County gets it up the court. It's fed to Lusher. Back to Bailey. Jacob Shipman with the steal. Kel Watson brings it up the court. To Matt Thomas. Jacob Shipman in the corner. Penetration. Kel Watson goes up. Misses it. Rebound by Kyler Watson. Reset. Matt Thomas at the top of the key. Ryan Furtick on the right wing. Penetration. Right, he cut right through the defenders. Went up and in. Timeout Macon County. Jacob Shipman with 9 points at the 4:06 mark. Shear up 13-6. Making time to inbound. Give it to Joel Etha, who's in for the game. Giving it to Bailey. Top the key. Passing to Thompson. Almost stolen. Gives it off to Lusher, who puts it up and misses. Offensive rebound by Zach Martin, who puts it up and in. 8-13, Brashear. Ryan Furtick scores at the other end. Assist by Matt Thomas. Bailey gives it right to Shipman. Going down the court. To Watson in the corner. Jacob Shipman up for the shot. Wild. Rebound by Lusher. Bailey bringing it up the court. Gives it to Asa. Asa at the circle. Gives it off to Bailey on the left side. Giving to Lusher in the corner. Dribbles around. Good defense by Furtick. Denied. Asa at the top of the key. Gives it off to Bailey. Back to Lusher, top of the key. To Asa on the left side. Gives it to Martin. Thompson. Takes the three and dribbles to the right side. To Bailey, into Martin. It's stolen away by Thomas, who goes all the way for the layup. Oh, it's no good. He's going to the line. Foul on Zach Martin. Thomas hits the first. Thomas misses the second. Rebound by Thompson. 16-8, Brashear. Thompson, the big man, bringing up the court. Gives up to Pate. Dribbles to the right side. Dribble drives in the corner. Brings it back out to the top of the key. Picked by Bailey. Pate passes to Martin. Wild pass to Thompson is no good, but Lusher recovers. Feeds it to Thompson, who dribbles drive. Stolen by Thomas. Thomas all the way, stopped at the corner, passes off to Watson. Thomas gets at the corner, Shipman in the corner, for three. 19-8, Brashear. Four early threes by Jacob Shipman at the 1:45 mark. Martin has it to the left wing, Tate, dribble drive into the left corner. He goes into the lane and is hammered. Ryan Furtick charged with a foul. Tate misses the first free throw. Tate misses the second free throw. Rebound, Kylie Watson. Matt Thomas bringing it up the court. To Watson, shimming in the right corner. To Watson, who drives and gets the layup. Tate bringing up the court. Dribbles the left side. Gives it off to Bailey. Bailey at the circle. Gives it to Tate. Right corner. Into Martin. The easy shot right underneath. Shimon has it in the left corner. Didn't shoot three that time. This is Thomas. Back to Shipman for three. That's five. Five threes for Jacob Shipman. Bashir on top. 24-10. 30 seconds in the first quarter remaining. Tate brings it off the left side and walks with it. Thomas bringing up the court. Brings it across the timeline to Kylie Watson, to Kale Watson. Right side for three. 27-10 Bashir. Joey Pate brings it up the other end. Knocked away by Bashir. Inbounded to Lusher. Puts it up. Banks it in. Matt Thomas brings up the right side hard for the last second three and is fouled. Andy Thompson is charged with it. Thomas misses the first. Misses the second. One more on the way. Misses the third. The end of the first quarter. Bashir on top. 27-12. Bashir shown some defensive domination here. When Macon County does get up the court, every shot's been challenged. Bashir's done a good job of hitting the threes, getting open. Ah, and here's my color man, Jay Scudder.
Hey, everybody, I'm back.
You're back. You were never here.
Well, this has been an interesting one, hasn't it, Josiah?
Indeed it has. So far, it looks like Jacob Shipman's on his way to a record night. 15 points already off five threes in the first quarter. Bashir wins tonight. They'll be playing Knox County on Saturday. Inbounded to Lusher. Left side. Dribble drives. Banks it. No good. Rebound Matt Thomas. Brings it up the court hard. Gives it to Kale Watson. Back to Thomas for the layup. No good. Rebound Thompson. Thompson brings it up the court and across the timeline. Top of the key. Gives it off to Bailey. The dribble drives. Almost loses it. Shot up. No good. Rebound Kale Watson. Watson bringing up the court for the Tigers. David Anderson on the left side almost loses it. Matt Thomas misses the shot, but gets his own rebound. Up and good. Martin bringing up the court. Gives it to Joy Pate. Off to Thompson. Up. Up and in. Almost got fouled by Shipman. Thomas bringing up the court. Top the key. Dribbles to the right side. Gets it across to Kale Watson for three on the left side. That's good. Bashir knocking down the shots. Thompson brings it up. Joy Pate. Dribble drive. Wild. High off the backboard. Lusher saves it before it goes out of bounds. Bailey, right side. Dribbles around. Gives it off to Joy Pate, the right corner. This is Thompson, top the key. Back to Bailey on the left side. Bailey, dribble drive. Wild shot, no good. Rebound, Matt Thomas. Is it to Kale Watson up the court, who goes up for the layup. Oh, no good. Rebound, Martin. Knocked out of bounds by Bashir. Lane County inbounds. Joy Pate. Hard up the court for the layup. The block charged on Trey Treasure, who's in after Jacob Shipman swatted it. Joy Pate with two free throws at the line. Hits the first. Knocks down the second. Matt Thomas bringing up the court for Bashir across the timeline. Top of the key to Kale Watson, right side. Matt Thomas, penetration, gets the easy bucket. Lane County bringing it up. Atha, right side. Almost stolen. Martin back to Atha. Brings it top of the key. Gives out to Bailey on the left side. Passing to Pate. Goes up. He's fouled.
Well, it seems like so far this half, most of the Raiders' offenses come in the paint, either underneath the bucket or slashing in.
That's for sure. I haven't seen them shoot a three yet. They were knocking them down at warm-ups, though. Joy Pate misses the first. Second one is good. Kale Watson bringing up the court for Bashir. Just to Ryan Fertig. Goes up and in. Bashir just piling it on early. 36-17. Atha brings it right side. Into Martin. Back to Atha. Top of the key. Gives it to Joy Pate on the left side. Dribbles middle court. Dribbles right corner. Dribble drive, pulls in the right corner again, gives it back to Bailey, the dribble to the top of the key, and kind of just can't get a flow here. Pate on the right side, dribble drive, shot, high off the backboard, good. Jacob Shipman brings up the court. Gives it to Ryan Fertig. Kale Watson in the corner for three. No good. Rebound Ryan Fertig. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Joy Pate for Macon County. Pate bringing up the court. Gives it to Bailey, right side. Bailey closely guarded by Kyle Watson. Gives it off to Joy Pate in the corner. Dribble drive. Goes up. Trey Treasure hammers him. No, Jay, this penetration's paying off. Rashir's getting quite a few fouls here. Trey Treasure, that's his second.
Well, Macon County is doing a good job of cutting into the middle of the lane and forcing the Tigers to foul or give up the easy bucket.
Pate hits the first. Oh, my bad. He missed both of them. Knocked out of bounds by Macon County. Inbounded to Kale Watson and brings it up the court. Dribbles the right side. Passes the side of the key to Shipman. Back to Watson. Right side. Back to Shipman. Dribbles in. Back to left corner to Ferdy. Goes up. Foul on Martin. Ryan Ferdy will go to the line for Bashir. Ryan Ferdy knocks down the first. This is the second. Rebound by Martin. Hey, bring up the right side. Hey, dribble drives the center. Loses it. Trey Treasure recovers, gives it off to Kale Watson, brings it up. Wild pass. So Ryan Ferdy leads him a little bit too much. Ball back to Macon County. Bailey inbounding to Martin. Get past the eighth, bringing up the right side. Back to Martin on the left side. Gives it to James Rose into the game for the first time in the left corner. Back to Bailey, top of the key. Gives it off to Asa. His three is blocked by Ferdig. Jacob Shipman gets the ball. Gives it to Kale Watson on the right side. Dribble drives. 10-footer's no good. Jacob Shipman, top of the key. Dribble drives, penetrates. This shot's no good. Rebounded by Rowe. Asa bring up the court. Gets it off to Bailey. Bailey dribbles right side. Pass to Martin was too high. She was just shutting down the passing lanes of Macon County. Kale Watson brings up right side. Loses it off his own foot. That's a stupid turnover for Bashir. Pate on the inbounds. Cuts to the middle and scores.
Tigers really need to concentrate their defense right in the middle of the lane because, as we said before, that's just where Macon County is getting all of their points right now.
Jacob Shipman at the other end scores and is fouled. Jacob Shipman will have a chance to complete the three-point play here. Matt Thomas in for Kylie Watson. Jacob Shipman hits the free throw. Macon County inbound. Asa gets it. Bring out the court. Left side. In the trap, almost stolen by Thomas. Give to Rowe. Right side. Top to key, Asa. Asa to Pate. Dribbles right side. Back to the top of the key. This is Thompson. Thompson to Bailey on the right side. Dribble drive. Good pass by Bailey into Thompson. He goes up for the layup. That's a smooth pass through traffic. Thomas brings up the court, gives it to Ryan Fertig, top of the key. Dribble drive, runner in the lane, it's good. Tate brings it up hard, right side. He dribbles baseline and loses it. Mid County ball, knocked out by Brashear. Thompson gets the ball left corner to Bailey, left side. Eighth at top of the key to Tate for three. No good. Rebound by Thompson. Goes up. That was a double block by Fertig and Thomas there. Good defense by Brashear. Matt Thomas across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Fertig, top of the key. Kale Watson, right side. Into Jacob Shimon in the post. Back to Matt Thomas for three. No good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Nice pass to Kale Watson, who's fouled. Watson faked and let the Macon County player just go right over top of him. Oh, they're calling on the floor. Watson pass is over Thomas' head, recovered by Ryan Fertig right before it goes over the timeline. Thomas is top. Kale Watson right side. Ryan Fertig. Matt Thomas right side. Back to Kale Watson. Ryan Fertig right side. Jacob Shipman standing at the free throw, at the 3-point line, just waiting for another shot. Kale Watson passing to Trey Treasure. It's good. Lane County's last shot, no good. Well, folks, welcome back to the second half of the Brashear-Macon County boys game here at the Brashear Tournament. Brashear leading it 44-23. Brashear being led by... Brashear being led by Jacob Shipman with 18. He had 5 threes in the first quarter. Ryan Fertig with 11. Kale Watson with 8. Matt Thomas with 5. And Trey Treasure with 2 points. Leading Macon County, Joey Pate with 11 points, Martin and Thompson with 4 each, and Josh Bailey and Josh Lusser with 2. Matt Thomas gets the ball in. Kale Watson is fouled on the floor. Foul on number 22, Josh Bailey. You can, I guess.
It doesn't matter, I just need one.
Knocked out of bounds by Macon County, Brashear ball. Kyle Watson inbounding. Feeds it into Jacob Shipman, point blank, no good. Gets his own rebound, it's good.
Nice looking follow through there by Shipman.
Bailey in the backcourt. Gives it to Pate. Dribble drive, Pate. Left side. Gives it to Martin.
Buckshot Anderson, 00, puts it in.
Matt Thomas gives it left side to Kale Watson. To Kylie Watson, brip. Up. Shot was no good.
Boy, Fertig just almost got out there to save that ball from going out of bounds, but not quite. So Bailey's going to inbound it for Macon County. Sends it in to Martin. Martin to Pate. Pate takes it over to the right wing. He's going to walk it back out to center court and reset the offense. Sends it over to the right wing to 23, which is Lusher. They go around to the left wing to 22, Don't have all these boys' names down. We got Furtick now taking it coast to coast. His shot, his layup is good. Tigers now on top, 48-25. Anderson has it. Sends it back to Martin. Martin back to Anderson over on the far side. They send it down to the right corner, bring it back out to Pate. Pate's going to shoot for three from the right wing. No good, but Macon County with the rebound. The putback still no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Pate, I believe.
Bashir just didn't box out Lusher, and he got the ball.
Cale Watson takes it in the lane. Nice-looking right-handed sweeping layup goes in. 50-25. Pate has it for Macon County. We're bringing it back the other way. It comes across the timeline. Along the right side of the lane, sending it back out to Martin. His shot's no good. Macon County with the rebound. They're going to have it in the left corner. That's going to be Bailey. Back out to Pate up top. Over to the right wing to Martin. Martin kind of resets the offense. Guarded by Furtick. Martin brings it back up top the key to Pate, the left wing. He wanted to. Oh, man, he wanted to dribble in the lane, but Kylie Watson was moving right with him, and he ends up dribbling it off the back of his leg. It was out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers' ball. No, they're not going to call it that way. Isn't that the way you saw it?
It looked to me like Joey Pate dribbled it off the back of his foot after he tripped over Kylie Watson. Bailey has it, bringing it the right side. Dribble penetration. He's blocked, but gets the ball back and for the layup. Thomas brings up left side for Bashir. Gives it to Jacob Shipman. Dribble penetration up on the baseline. No good. Rebound by Pate. Brings it up right side behind the back move. In the middle. Double dribble.
Just a little bit too cute there.
Yeah, just a little too fancy. Bashir to inbound. Both teams putting on the full court press. Second half. Mount of Furtick to the middle to Anderson. That's Bashir's Anderson. To Kylie Watson in the corner. Jacob Shipman on the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by old Buckshot.
I just can't resist calling somebody that has 00 numbers Buckshot.
Todd Key to Thomas. Left side to David Anderson for Bashir. Kylie Watson at the top. Matt Thomas right side. David Anderson in the corner. Dribbles. Gives it to Cale Watson. Back to Matt Thomas in the right corner. Shot goes off the side of the backboard.
I think that must have been partially deflected. I don't think he's that bad a shot.
You never know. Those lefties are kind of crazy sometimes.
I'm going to get Cale Watson for the grab. That will be his first foul. 50-27, 4:49 left in the third. It's going to be Macon County's ball.
Inbounded, deflected by Matt Thomas, who saves it to Anderson. Gives it to Kylie Watson on the left side. Cale Watson resets offense. Gives it to Thomas, right wing. Wants to pass it in. Cale Watson, dribble drive from the left side. Layup, good.
Strong looking move along the baseline.
Well, Buckshot brings it up the right side. Gives it to Lusher. Lusher to Martin. Brings it up top. Resets the offense for Macon County. Into Joey Pate. In the lane. It's good.
Boy, he's a smooth player.
He's just cutting in through the lane. Getting all kinds of easy buckets. Either that or he gets fouled. David Anderson at the other end is completely hammered by the other Anderson on the court. He'll go to the line for two. First one, hard off the left side. Anderson makes the second. Trey Treasure goes in for the shooter, David Anderson. Bailey to inbound, gives it to Martin. There's a push by Matt Thomas as Macon County tries to break the press. He moved his feet, but he just couldn't resist a little shove on the Macon County player.
These things happen.
Bailey to inbound. Thompson gives it to Martin. Long pass, and he travels. Could have had the easy layup. He shuffled his feet.
That was kind of a funky thing. Ryan Furtick knew that ball was coming, and he had his hand straight up in the air to kind of mess with his vision, but he never did look back.
Furtick has it on the right side at the other end of the court. Mikhail Watson loses it. Joey Pate with the steal. He brings it to the left wing. Side the key to Bailey. It was left wing in the middle. Behind the back pass goes straight to Jacob Shipman. Mikhail Watson for the... Oh. He fakes the layup and is hammered as he goes up the second time.
He did that a while ago down here in the first half at the other end. Faked going up and somebody just sat on him from above. That's basically what happened here.
They're going to call Pate with his... that's his second. 53-29 at the 325 mark. Brashear on top. Brashear with just two fouls. Lane County with three. Pretty quick-paced game out here tonight.
Well, it sure is after watching the girls' game. I mean, no offense to the girls, but their pace is a lot different than these boys. And it takes a little while to get used to it, really.
And those Lincoln County girls kind of have to slow it down, seeing as how they've only got five players.
Yeah, they were in a position where they were kind of having to take some time out to give their girls a breather. One extra player would really make a lot of difference for that girls' team. And I don't know what they're going to do next year, and looking at the ages, it looked to me like there were four seniors and one junior.
Yeah, the way I heard it, Macon County has four seniors, one sophomore, and no freshmen coming up next year. So they're in a tight spot for players.
And that's on the authority of Jay Scudder.
Kale Watson hits the first free throw.
3:25 in the third, 54-29, Brashear.
Watson knocks down the second. Josh Bailey inbound, steps on the end line. Brashear gets it back. To Furtick, top of the key, dribble drive left side. Fouled by Martin. Going to the line for two. Earlier, Brashear was content to shoot the three, and it was going for him. But now they're kind of slashing to the basket. Macon County's fouling. Furtick misses the first free throw. Knocks down the second. 56-29. Brashear on top. Joey Pate brings it up hard to the right side. Cuts through the middle. Kicks it to Lusher. Back up top. Reset the offense. Feeds it into Thompson at the free throw line. Fakes behind the back move. Gets outside. Shoots a three. And it's good.
What was that all about? I didn't understand that.
Ref's getting after somebody. I didn't know this was any hard shoving or trash talking. Kel Watson, dribble drive from the left side, goes up and in. Another strong move by Kel Watson. Lane County inbound to Lusher. Gives it back to Martin, trying to break the press. Almost stolen by Ryan Furtick, but Joey Pate gets it. Kicks it to Bailey. Bailey going for the strong pass down low. Martin moves it out of bounds. Sheer ball. Jacob Shipman bringing up the right side. 2-on-1. Jacob Shipman for the layup. Right over Thompson. Bailey inbounds to Thompson, the big man on the court. Thompson picks up his dribble, gets it to Joey Pate, slices through the middle with a nice right-handed reverse. Kind of used the wrong hand on the wrong side, but it still went.
Sweet-looking move there. He's a great player.
Fertig loses it. Thompson with the steal. Pay brings it up the right side. Feeds it into Lusher. No good. Bailey with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Macon County getting some offensive rebounds here.
They're not giving up. We'll give them credit for that, even though they're down by nearly 30.
60-36. Brashear at the 130 mark left in the third quarter. Kale Watson misses it. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Up and in. Looks like he got hit in the head by Martin. But no call. Lusher bringing up the right side. Ryan Friedrich almost got the steal there, coming up behind him. In the corner, Macon County for three. No good. Bailey missed the three. Martin gets the rebound. No good. Jacob Shipman with a strong rebound. Yep. Kale Watson brings up left side. Brings it top of the key. It's Jacob Shipman. Sit there. They're going to go for the last shot of the quarter here with 47 seconds left. Jacob Shipman almost loses Ryan Furtick's pass. Kale Watson has it back up top. Ryan Furtick. Dribble drive. He's stripped. I think they're going to call Lusher with the foul.
Not sure that's what the coach was hoping for there with 31 seconds left, but maybe she figures that
they got points there.
They'll get it back again. Kale Watson has it up top, sends it over to Mr. Anderson, right wing over to Thomas. Back to Kale Watson, right side, back to Kylie Watson. Oh, nice looking around the back pass. Shot was no good, though. Pate comes up with it, and we're going the other way. Pate dribbles it into the top of the lane, sends it to Lusher. The right side shot's no good. Strong rebound by Kale Watson, and he got hammered from the backside. And it's going to be a foul on Lusher. So it'll be Tigers ball, 3.4 seconds. We'll see if they can do anything with 3 seconds.
Macon County with 6 fouls. Brashear with 2. One more foul and we'll be in the bonus. 62-36 with 3.4 seconds left. David Anderson from half court. Almost banked it in.
So at the end of 3, Tigers lead it 62-36. Jay, do you have us some points? No. Well, it looks like probably the top scorer is still going to be 35. Who's that?
Jacob.
Jacob Shipman. He had 18 and 4 more. Is that what we got? So that makes him 22. Here, I don't recognize your numbers. You go ahead and give it there if you want.
Well, Watson has 16, and Furtick ends up with 14. Matt Thomas has 5. Trey Treasure and Kylie Watson each have 2, and David Anderson has 1.
Kale Watson has equaled his whole first half point total just in the third quarter. All right, Pate has the ball beginning of the fourth quarter. Going to dribble around the right side. Intent on bringing it in the lane, puts it on the floor, but picks it up again. Lusher, oh, man, gets it in to 23, which is, well, that is Lusher. He about has, who was it that just about set on him?
Cody Hayden went for the pile drive, but he missed and hit the floor hard.
A good thing that probably would have caused serious injury to have him land on you. Oh, well, Pate's going to inbound it for Macon County.
Gives it to Bailey. No good. David Anderson with the rebound.
Thomas has it for the Tigers. He's going to walk it up across the timeline. Sends it to Kale Watson, left wing. Watson dribbles it inside the arc, looks to send it in. Does the Shipman at the left blocks? Nice looking power move up off the glass. It's good for 2. 64-36. Inbound pass. Mr. Anderson gets his hands on it, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with Macon County. Bailey sends it all the way up to Pate, but it's a little too strong, goes out of bounds, it'll come right back to the Tigers. They could have done something with that. Pate was in position, but a little too high. Thomas gets it up to David Anderson. David Anderson hands it off to Shipman, the left wing, back out to Thomas up top, around the horn, over to Cale Watson on the right side. Watson sends it back to Kylie Watson in the corner up to Jacob Shipman at the right elbow. Back over to Cale Watson at the right wing. Back out to Thomas up top. Back to Cale Watson. In the lane to David Anderson. Just about steps on the line. Momentum almost created him out of bounds, but gets to Kylie Watson. Back to Cale Watson. Back to Shipman up top. Shipman, the general out there, resets the offense. Sends it back to Cale Watson. To Anderson up top. Ball fake over to Cale Watson, right wing, back to Thomas, right corner. Oh, nice looking give and go into Cale Watson in the lane. Shot's no good. Pate had his hand on it, and I think they're probably going to call Kylie Watson with a foul.
Almost looks like a jump ball to me. I think they're going to get him for some slapping on the wrist, maybe.
Four team fouls now on the Tigers, six on Macon County. Bailey will inbound it for Macon County. Trey Treasure comes in. Charlie Watson checks out. Inbound to Pate. Pate dribbles between his legs, brings it up to the half-court line, sends it over to Lesher on the right wing. Lesher brings it back out, sends it to Bailey. Back out to Lesher. Over to new guy, Rao. Rao to Pate along the right side of the lane. Shot comes up a little bit short. Lesher with the putback, no good. Cale Watson with a strong rebound. Sends it up to Shipman. Shipman to Trey Treasure. Guarded by Pate. No good. Shot. Another shot by Jacob Shipman. This one's good. Pate sends it all the way up ahead to Bailey. Bailey's shot is good. One of those football passes that goes the length of the field. And he's fouled. The foul is on. Who's it on?
Jacob Shipman.
How many is that on him? Is that his first?
It's only his first. The man who likes to foul has only got one tonight.
All the way halfway through the fourth quarter. 5:47 left in the game. 66-38. Bashir with the advantage.
Bashir. Bailey shooting the free throw. No good. Trey Treasure gives it to Cale Watson. David Anderson. Length of the court. Gives it back to Cale Watson up top. Back to Anderson, left wing. Oh, that was a great pass through three different guys to Matt Thomas for the easy layup. It was a nice, strong pass by Anderson. Pate bringing up the floor for Macon County into the corner. Can't see who that is. Oh, off Jacob Shipman's face. But Trey Treasure comes up with the ball. Jacob Shipman looks like... couldn't see out of one eye for a second.
Yeah, he's going to be cross-eyed for a while.
David Anderson, after a good pass at the other end, someone else returns the favor, and he gets an easy bucket. Matt Thomas with the steal, and he's fouled by Lusher.
Nick Anderson said, Thomas, you ain't got nothing on me. I'm going to do that same thing. Makes me tired just watching these boys run so hard.
That's Lusher's third. Macon County, it's seven fouls now.
We're in that mercy rule now with the Tigers up by 32.
Matt Thomas makes the front end of the 1-1. Matt Thomas hits the second free throw. Bailey inbounds to Atha, bring up right side of the court. Comes in the middle, right side. Almost stolen by Watson. He's in a row, almost stolen. Recovered by number 13, Roberts. He's new to the game. Atha has it up right wing. It's Bailey in the corner. Dribble drive. They're going to call Kylie Watson with a push. Bailey, the tallest kid on the team for Macon County. Otherwise, they're pretty outsized here. Asa for three. No good. Rebound, Trey Treasure. Almost swatted away by Rowe. Gives it to Kylie Watson. Hunter Higgins and Cody Hayden in for Bashir. David Anderson brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Hunter Higgins. Right side for three. No good. Kylie Watson with the rebound to the right corner. Gives it into Trey Treasure. Dribbles on the block. No good. Bailey with the rebound. Brings it up hard. Passes off to Roberts. No good. Denied by the rim. Anderson running up the right side. Dribbles into the right corner. Gives it to Trey Treasure. Gives Kylie Watson to left elbow. Goes up for two. It's good. Amounts to Roberts. To Lusher. Bring up right side. Rowe. Spots up to three. No good. David Anderson with the rebound. Both teams sent in their reserves here, and they want to play hard. .230 left. Running clock now with Bashir up 74-38.
Foul was on a row. That was his second.
David Anderson shooting 1-1. Jacob Owen into the game for Bashir. David Anderson misses front end of the 1-1. Almost stolen back by Cody Hayden after Maine County got the rebound. Old buckshot for three. No good. Jacob Owen deflects the rebound. Back to Macon County. And Anderson for Macon County is charged with the elbow. Offensive foul. Maine County coach arguing for Bashir getting some free throws. Timeout Macon County after Bashir inbounds the ball. Oh my, they're calling a technical on the Macon County coach trying to argue for Bashir's free throws.
He'll get to shoot some now.
Trey Treasure, he's going to shoot some free throws and Bashir will get the ball back. Maine County coach pretty adamant about Bashir getting some free throws after an offensive foul. But that's the only foul that you don't shoot free throws on when you're in bonus is an offensive foul. Bashir inbounds it. Trey Treasure gives it off to David Anderson. Back to Trey Treasure. Brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Jacob Owen at the right elbow for two. No good. Trey Treasure flying in for the rebound. Knocks it out of bounds. Anderson from Macon County inbounds it. Lusher brings it up right side. Slowing it down a little bit now.
59 seconds.
Running clock here with Bashir on top. Still 74-38. Asa fouled by Anderson as he stuck his knee up and just about tripped Asa.
That's okay. That'll run off most of the rest of the clock just for that.
40 seconds left, and Asa shooting some free throws now. Hits the first. So he gets to shoot the second now. Everybody poised for the rebound. Asa makes the second. 20 seconds left. Anderson bringing up hard, left side. Gives it to Trey Treasure. That's the free throw line. Deflected. Jake Bowen. No good. Maine County with the rebound. Roberts gives it off to Asa, right side. Anderson saves it. Comes back in, but steps on the end line. And that'll be the game, folks. Bashir wins it. 74-40.
We'll have some points here in just a second, but if you're just joining us, Bashir girls come out on top, 61-37 over the Macon County girls in the first game. Game that's coming up here in a few minutes will be also girls action, Novinger versus the Palvara junior varsity team. Jay, you got some point totals now? He's shaking his head no, but we should have them here in just a minute.
Oh, we got somebody new.
already got him down. He already got him down.
Well, it looks like the leading scorer for the Tigers is going to be Jacob Shipman with 26, followed by Cale Watson with 16, Ryan Fertig with 14, Matt Thomas with 9, Kylie Watson with 4, David Anderson with 3, and Trey Treasure with 2. For Macon County, leading scorer was Joey Pate with 17, followed by Andy Thompson with 7, Josh Bailey with 6, Zach Martin with 4, and Joel Atha, Jason Anderson, and Josh Lusher, each with 2.
All right, we got the clock reset for 10 minutes. We'll be back for a few for tonight's final game, so stay tuned.